She walks in so many ways.
One, two, three, four.
She walks in so many ways. She wanders alone in the shade. She shakes herself in the dusk, whispers all things will be silent. She turns but seldom is seen. Clouds burst our eyes, never meet. Ideas starting to move slow as we drink from the sunshine. As you go, so I go. Where you stand, I will stand, stronger than the wind. We live in houses of light. Our dreams stay with us at night. She listens, all things are right. All things are just as they should be. The pines in the silence, she moves among them, she lives among them. As you go, so I go, where you stand, I will stand, stronger than the wind. Walks in so many ways. She wanders alone in the shade. She shakes herself in the dust, whispers all things will be silent.
Here's a song off Tomorrow of the Green Grass. What's
it's
it called?
It's called Red Song.
Two, three, four.
And how could I walk so lonesome? How could I aim so wrong? And you held me when I was young, and you caught me when I fell. And you can make it rain and shine. I never could, I was alone, yeah. Can't stop those flashing reds. The strongest love, the strongest love I ever had. And you said I'd hold the door right. You said I've gone this far.
You've been watching over, yeah.
And the dreams that kept us from what's real, well, they seem so foolish now. And how can I live without you? How can I make it through?
Yeah, well, yeah. I was on my
Can't stop those flashing reds. The strongest love, the strongest love I ever had. Kept us from what's real. It seems so foolish now. How can I live without you? How can I make it through?
Hell, I was on my floor when I ran you out of my door.
And I can't stop, can't stop those flashing reds. The strongest love, strongest love I ever had. The strongest love I ever had. Okay, so you want to try it? You want to try it?
Which one do you want to try? Hide Your Colors? Okay. We're going to try Hide Your... This is called Hide Your Colors. 1, 2, 3, 4...
The best word is the silence. Sit by like a brother. Carried on the back, stood there with the others. Not one of them forgave me. Kept out in the desert, locked up with the keys. I never knew how it should be. Look what you asked for, don't be shy. You shouldn't hide your colors. You shouldn't hide your colors. You shouldn't hide. Someone laid a hand. Best remembered answers. Where they come to stand. Looking out my window. Not one of them was calling. Swept up in the ashes. Knee-high summer weeds. I never knew how it should be. Look what you asked for, don't be shy. You shouldn't hide your colors. You shouldn't hide your colors. Shouldn't hide. Every day rolling by you. Every day rolling by you. Rolling by you. Rolling. what you ask for, don't be shy. You shouldn't hide your colors. You shouldn't hide your colors. You shouldn't hide your colors. You shouldn't hide your colors.
Brilliant acoustic performance.
It's 88.5 KCSN. I'm Nick Harcourt, and in the Village Studios with Gary Lewis and Mark Olson from Jayhawks. First of all, thanks for playing for us and playing a couple of songs for us. I know you're going to play a couple more in a moment, but let's catch up. It's an interesting time, I think, for a lot of musicians, and it must be an interesting time for you guys in particular, having sort of gone away, done some other things, and now come back to do the Jayhawks again. And before we talk about this record, maybe we could talk about the last couple of years and what you guys have been doing separately. I mean, I know you did a Mark and Gary project, but tell us about some of the other things that have been going on the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, it's been kind of a whirlwind in the sense that I just thought, if I'm going to play music, now's my chance to play music. I'm still healthy, so I'm going to go out and do as many shows as I possibly can. And I put out Salvation Blues. Gary played on that. And then we got together, and I toured a bunch. Then we got together, and we did Ready for the Flood. And Gary and I went all over America, Australia, and Europe. And we kind of have this circuit. It's sort of similar in every country. There's no... you know, some countries are a little better than others, and we go into countries that aren't necessarily as good as others, but we're trying to build it up. You know, I can talk about like France or even Germany's like that for us, but, you know, Holland and Spain and Norway are excellent. Mm-hmm. The UK, we're trying to build that up, and that went the best it's ever gone this summer, if you want to get to that. But yeah, then I did Many Color Kite, and then right into that, I made this record, Mockingbird Time. So as a musician in today's world, I've never been this busy, and I think it's because it's up to each person what they're going to do. They have to get up in the morning and do something, and they can't wait for someone to come along and tell them, oh, now's the time you should do this. You just kind of try to put it together and make a life out of it.
I think a lot of people are living that way in general, though, aren't they? Not just artists. I think there's a new way of people having to, you know, do twice as much work for half as much money.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like the way they offer things but you've been, on airlines or whatever, you get half as much for twice as the cost.
Yeah, but you've been busy as well. You've been writing songs for other people.
Yeah, Mark was more involved in solo records. I've only made one solo record called Vagabonds, but I kind of went into the co-writing world and did a lot of that and did some producing.
What took you into that world, first of all? I'm interested to know why you wanted to explore that.
To me, you know, when the Jayhawks finally kind of disbanded, which is officially when... You know it's over when you kind of get rid of your rehearsal space and you sell your gear. That's when it really feels like you don't have the clubhouse anymore to go to. I think I was trying to find ways to the things I loved. I love writing songs and producing, but also just different. You know, we'd done the Jayhawks for so long. I wanted to experience working with different people and also I think a lot of people who want to get off the road think, well, here, you know, I'll go into film or I'll do, you know, I'll write for film or co-write. And but it's a tough game. But I found co-writing very interesting because you just, although I've never had anything like I have with Mark Olson as far as the chemistry, I've still had a lot of fun writing with people because you just kind of walk into a room and, you know, after an hour or so, you know their life history, and you talk about really heavy stuff, and it's kind of like a therapy session. You know? Maybe it was therapy that drove me to it.
I'm interested to know what you both bring back to the Jayhawks now with this record from those other experiences?
Well, I think that there's a, as far as like if I were to look back when we quit playing music for a period of time, it's a little misleading because Gary and I for the past 10 years have played off and on together. But we haven't done like a serious album with the whole band during that period of time. But I think that there's a newfound energy, and that comes from all of our records almost got reissued. And we sat there and we listened to them, and we listened to some of the old songs, and we had to go out and perform some songs when we first started the band in a little tiny bar. And we were playing so fast and so energetic. It was like, what? And so we brought that into this new album.
There's a lot of energy on this record.
Yeah, and because we said, hold on a minute. When we started this band, we were playing at 90 miles an hour. And so we tried to get some of that on there. And rather than just, you know, focus on the super pretty singing and all that kind of thing, we tried to go back to the time when music was just all energy. And did you want to add on to that?
Well, I think what I brought back from the years away is, and again, Mark is right, we weren't completely, people think, oh, they haven't seen each other since 1995, but that's not true.
Yeah, it's sure. Not like you guys were like living on different sides of the planet, never talking.
No.
You were communicating.
There was about 5-6 years we didn't really see each other, talk to each other, but then it was right after 9/11, really, is when we got back together and it...
Anthrax scared us
back together. And over that course of time and just our own experiences, I don't know, for me, co-writing with a lot of people, it was really interesting. It also made me appreciate, I think I brought back appreciation of what the chemistry that he and I, Mark and I have, and that the band has, that, you know, sometimes you think you can just go out and find it somewhere else, but you realize that we had something that was really hard to find anywhere else in any lifetime.
Mm.
So that, and I think just some, you know, through some of the folk record we made, Mark and I, Ready for the Flood, I think we started really getting involved in some different influences, such as the heavy-duty British folk rock, folk music, like the Incredible String Band, and things, and structures to songs that have really maybe not exactly a real verse chorus, you know. So some of these songs on the new record have like 5 or 6 parts, but they all, you take one part out and the whole house of card falls apart. So it's kind of like it's just this kind of weird journey, you know, or a scene change, you know, type of writing that we didn't used to do. So that's changed a bit.
You kind of asked my next question, which was going to be that there do appear to be a couple of different influences on this one, and one would hope, I guess, that we continue to evolve as guys and artists and all that kind of stuff. And how do you feel that has reflected itself on this record?
Well, yeah, I think that for my part, when I wasn't in the band and I played with other people, it was so different. I never tried to do anything that was Jayhawkian because the other people weren't even capable. And then when they were in their own world, I played with Victoria Williams and Mike Russell and Ingen from Norway, and it was just so completely different. But when I came back and started playing with Gary again, it was like, okay, here's this guy that we learned how to write songs together, and we played in the first bars together, and our voices just go together, and we both have this drive to do something good, you know, when we play together. And we both discovered all sorts of different kinds of music over the years, and we've talked about it, even from the first Friday going to a party together where there was beer in Minnesota, and we heard the band for the first time going backwards and all those kind of things, to now when there's something new that comes on the radio and we talk about it. Even that band Montreal, listening to them on the radio.
Yeah, that influenced that song,
and
High Water Blues.
Just all sorts of new music you hear. You know, it just hits you and you have ears for it and you want to enjoy it and play good music too.
So now that the record's ready, done, and you guys are going to be heading out with the band?
Yes, we've already done... oddly enough, we already did about three and a half weeks in Europe pre-record, because the record got kind of held up, and then we had this tour booked anyway. So, and a lot of the world has not seen us since 1995. You know, we had played some shows in Spain, a couple shows here in the States, but most of the world hadn't. So it still made sense. And in a funny way, I guess the old adage, absence makes the heart grow fonder, mm-hmm. kind of worked for us because the crowds were bigger than ever. You
in
know?
The UK. And
especially the UK.
The summer was insane.
Grew like twice as many people. And, you know, now we're moving up in the world as far as the venues.
Take a break when you want to build your audience.
Yeah,
disappear for a bunch of years.
Well, it helps to have been together for like 20 years before and then take a break.
Well, sure. At least there's a legacy there that they can
put in 20 years, take a break, and get ready.
Stay in shape. And, you know, so we already did a little bit of that, but we've done a little promo in New York here on the West Coast. And now next week we head out and start, you know, a real proper tour where we start going out for 3 weeks, a week off, 2 or 3 weeks, some time off, then we hit it hard again next year, and then we'll go back to Europe. And I think we have plans to kind of work off and on through next summer.
I was going to say, it sounds like the next year is pretty much figured out.
Pretty much. Yeah. We're tweaking it a little bit, but I think our goal is just to, you know, it's a job, and yet we love it, but it feels good to work. We feel lucky to have a job nowadays, you know.
Yeah.
And to be a
I get it.
You know, lucky people.
We're getting it.
Grateful to have a reason to get up, you know.
I think we used to be a little more, you know, like, this music business, you know, blah blah blah, you know. And now I think we just say, God, we get to do what we love.
Well, when you see every record store in your hometown closed except for one.
Yeah.
I mean, in Minnesota when we came up, there was 20 independent record stores with cool guys behind the counter that knew everything about music. And we were just like, oh, here we're buying these old country records and all this stuff. But now there's one left. So.
Yeah, well, my experience was doing it in Birmingham in England. But at the end of the day, it's the same thing. It's it's a different landscape
out there.
We were
just there.
So I heard. Yeah. Terrible place.
Home of Black Sabbath, right?
They left us standing at the airport. Yeah. We caught the flight from Alicante to Birmingham.
Yeah, it was quite a scene change there.
Alicante to Birmingham. Well, listen, it's great to have you guys coming in and performing for us. The album is called Mockingbird Time. It's a return with the Jayhawks. And Gary and Mark, we're going to listen to another couple of songs from you guys. And this is 88.5 KCSN. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. That was Hide Your Colors, and this one's called...
This is called When the Wind Comes Up.
Off the Ready for the Flood record.
Incredible record.
Hard to...
Fall down, will you be there? Will you be there? Oh, and your fairy life is a profit for good, never ending, never ending. Will you be there? All I seem able to decide, a way inside, carry you inside this burning fire. Will you be there? There's no home without you. Thank you.
tide with the light on. With the light on. Oh, walk alone, you're blind. Walk alone, you're dead. With your brothers. With your brothers. Will you be there? Stay. It's our last seem able to decide. Away. Yes, I carry you inside this burning fire. Will you be there? There's no home without you here.
You, my heart, I can give it to
you, my soul, I can make it with you. It's all I can do, my soul. Closer to your side, I'll walk with you tonight. Closer to your side, I'll walk with you tonight. It's hard to make things better. Go ahead and try, go ahead and try. Take some time along with me. Take some time along with me. Take some time along with me. You, my soul, I can make it with you. It's all I can do, my soul. Closer to your side, I'll walk with you tonight. Closer to your side, I'll walk with you tonight. It's hard to make things better. Go ahead and try. Go ahead and try.
And then?
And then? Ready? Okay. One, two.
Where have all my friends gone? They've all disappeared. Turned around maybe one day, you're all that was there. Stood by unbelieving, stood by on my own. Always thought I was someone, turned out I was wrong. So blue, but why don't you stay behind? So blue, why don't you stop and look at what's going down? I live by an old woman, she'd never sell me a lie. It's hard to sing with someone who won't sing with you. Give all of my mercy, give all of my heart. Never thought that I'd miss you, that I miss you so much. 'Cause you brought me through. Made me feel so blue. Why don't you stay behind? So blue. Why don't you stop and look at what's going down? All my life I'm waiting for someone I could show the door, but nothing seems to change. You come back now, I know. So blue, why don't you stay behind? So blue, why don't you stay behind? blue.